Oh my God, this is Yorick. I am so sorry. I've been off air again. How does this happen? I'm just so busy. It's redonkulous. I love this word, redonkulous. I don't know what it means, but I heard someone say it. Redonkulous. That's just redonkulous. Anyway, it's as hot here where I am, which reminds me of old country, so I'm very hippie. And I just had a glass of lemonade. It is like you take water and you squeeze lemon and put some sugar. I have never had this before. Oh, I don't know what to say, but I want to say to everybody that before you go to the grocery store, bring your bags. That is my life coaching tip for the today. I know it is parochial and boring and stupid, but I'm tired, and you can't expect me to always be having perfect tips every damn day for free. I'm a little testy, but I will go meditate. I'll do some oming, some chanting that I learned from a Buddhist monk. Once when I was on the in desert, I got lost at home for 40 days and 40 nights, just like Jesus Christ. And I ran into this little monk in desert, and he was selling soda pop. It was really strange, and he had pictures in a photo album of other people over years who had been lost, and then sent him photographs of them drinking the soda pop he was selling in the desert. He told me that most of them are no longer living, but that he was 200 years old. I don't know whether I should be believing this, but he did look old, but he was very spry. He was hip-hopping around in the desert with his little robe and sandals. He had a small mule, and he had this rock that he liked to sit on. And he had his robe was orange. And he had glasses that looked like someone must have given them to him, because they were sort of like Liberace style. They were plastic frames with kind of golden little wings and things. It was really strange, but I guess he saw better with them. Anyway, shit, I almost choke on my own choking. All right, have a wonderful day, and hit me up. Hello, everybody. This is Yorick with your life tip coaching tip. Life tipping coaching tip for day. Stop using F word all times. I, Yorick, am feeling like puking because... Everywhere I turn, it is now the cool thing to say F this, F that, effing this, effing that, on radio, on podcasts, on television, in conversations I have with people on streets, effing this, effing that, effing this, F that. What is this? I get to the point where I want to put cotton in ears, stop listening, go puke in corner, go home and play with Yak. At least he doesn't swear every other word. It is weird because Yorick traditionally did not care about effing swearing. He would just effing listen and not even effing notice. But now it's effing bothering the F out of me. And I want to go effing take a big effing S on the effing trampoline, because it's effing disgusting. Okay, so this is your tip. If you want to sound intelligent, quit effing swearing so effing much. Okay, goodbye. Keep your pants on. I'm pissed. No, I'm not pissed. I'm just kidding. This is just life coaching tip. Because if you are always saying the effing word, I don't know what will happen, but I think you might go to hell. getting to some religions. Okay, I love.